A word for you from Jonah chapter 2 verses 3 to 6. For thou hadst cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and thy current engulfed me. All thy breakers and billows passed over me. So I said, I have been expelled from thy sight. Nevertheless, I will look again toward thy holy temple. Water encompassed me to the point of death. Now Jonah continues in this prayer, where in verse 6 he says, I descended to the roots of the mountains. Well, he is speaking here, as you should recognize, of his experience in the belly of this great fish. And he prays this through, and God has given us the details here about how he felt inside this great darkness. But it wasn't just the darkness of being inside this animal. It wasn't just the experience of being at the bottom of the sea and experiencing, as in verse 6 it says, the earth with its bars was around me forever. And he repeats for us what he prayed inside the belly of this great darkness, this great fish. He said that he felt like he had been expelled by God. But nevertheless, he must have come to the point of decision where he called out and said, Lord, even though I feel like I've been expelled from thy sight, nevertheless, I will look back to you. And he records for us that God was merciful despite all these terrible experiences which he had put himself into. Remember that it was a result of his own disobedience that he suffered this severe distress, that he felt like he was in the depths of hell itself. And despite the feeling of expulsion, despite the fact that he felt like he had been excommunicated by God himself, he nevertheless cried to God. He called to God, and that is the sign of a person who puts their faith in God, whatever their circumstance might be. Have you perhaps been living a life of disobedience, caught up in some sin, where you feel like you are praying like him, the breakers and the billows pass over you, you feel like you've been expelled from his sight? Well, start by admitting that you caused it, and call to God. He hears, even though you might call to him from the deepest darkness, he hears that cry.